as Emergency Management Division.
Okay. And Council or Mr. Greeny, whoever would like to respond, one of the questions had to do with fiscal impact in terms of whether or not we were transferring positions, spending money, et cetera, et cetera. Has that been resolved to your satisfaction?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. And there was some confusion amongst the other state agencies on this point. Senate Bill 39 does not require any additional work or any additional staffing by any agencies, including our own. It simply states that whatever efforts are determined by the director and then subsequently approved in our budgets and in other agencies' budgets for work related to the Trojan nuclear plant would be paid for by PGE. The fiscal impact statement that shows revenue impacts, revenue increase, is an estimate only of our projections based on negotiations and discussions we've had with PGE and the other agencies on the likely level of effort next biennium. And in fact, that's actually about $300,000 lower than is in our budget proposal pending before Ways and Means, and we're going to be making a budget adjustment downward in that regard. Perhaps to give you another example, too, we estimate that all the state and local agencies involved in regulating Trojan in terms of emergency response right now incur costs of about $750,000 a biennium. PGE is obliged to pay about $300,000 because of the current statute, and this would change that subject to budget review by Ways and Means of our budgets.
Okay, so the actual impact would be reflected and subject to the budget review that you've already spoken to in
Ways
and Means.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the reason we want to make that clear is, as you know, this bill does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. However, we have conferred with leadership, and it's our understanding they're comfortable with our moving this bill directly to the floor with the understanding that the, quote, fiscal impact has been resolved in the manner that you've described.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bauer, did you want to make any comments at this time?
Mr. Chair, Gary Bauer, Portland Journal. I think Mr. Greeny summarized our position on the measure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think if members don't have any questions or comments and are otherwise prepared, the chair would first accept a motion to adopt the amendments reflected in the hand engrossed version of the bill.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bradbury moves adoption of the amendments in the hand engrossed version of the bill, and those incorporate -1, -2, and -3 amendments previously identified. Any objection? If not, those amendments are adopted. I think the next motion would be to the floor do pass and also recommend rescission of the referral to the Ways and Means Committee.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bradbury moves that Senate Bill 39 as amended be moved to the floor, do pass, and that the report further recommend rescission of the referral to Ways and Means Committee. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Bradbury?
Aye.
Senator Bobbish?
Aye.
Senator Kintai?
Aye.
Senator Springer?
Aye. Motion's adopted. Have any volunteers? Senator Bobbish has graciously volunteered to assume this task. Thank you all for your assistance through this process and joining us on this lovely afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I know. Log exports, I think we can safely conclude, will be reset to another day in the very near future. And if there's no further business to come before us, we shall be adjourned. Thank you all.